There's £10,000 up for grabs, but only if someone can claim this coveted jackpot counter. Can anyone conquer the machine and leave here victorious? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Mark, an insurance sales director from London.
I'm Narelle. I'm a computer science lecturer from Belfast.
I'm Ian. I'm a youth employment coordinator from Newcastle.
I'm Leslie, a retired retail sales manager from Cumbria.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You can choose to play one of your counters into the machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That, of course, includes our mystery counters, which do come with a bonus prize. Also nestled in the machine are two double counters. One of those falls for you. It doubles the entire value of your drop. As always, the person with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave with absolutely nothing. So do keep an eye on the double counters because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready? Here comes your first question. In Western culture, what colour dress is traditionally worn by a bride on her wedding day? Ian.
White.
It is white, Ian. Yes, no problems there. Would you like to play or pass?
I think I'm going to pass, just give someone a go first. I'm going to pass to Mark.
Right then, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Ian's generosity means you get to start. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go for drop zone 3.
OK, let's start at drop zone 3, please. Now then, can you make him pay, Mark? Here we go. Got it down, that side you wanted it?
Yeah, if it lands flat.
There you go, right, we're flat. And what's the machine got for us here?
Go on, go on.
Yes. Yes.
Three over. Any in the zone?
Yes. Wow.
Thank you very
much. Well done, Mark. Lovely start. Four counters across the tipping point, £200. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. You're well and truly off the mark. £200. You've got two counters left to play. Next question. Which skiing event involves competitors racing downhill while zigzagging between obstacles marked out by poles? Leslie.
Slalom.
Yes, marked out by poles. It is indeed the slalom, Leslie. Would you like to play or pass?
I've been weighing it up and I'm going to have drop zone 2, Ben.
Right, let's start at drop zone 2 for Leslie. Double sitting there, nice and tempting, isn't it?
Lie down, lie down.
We need that nice and
flat. Lie down, my baby.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. Come on. Come on.
Oh, oh, Leslie, no.
Oh.
You gave it all the encouragement it needed.
I certainly did.
You did.
I
Unfortunately.
Did. It wasn't listening.
Not ready to drop. Not just yet. So, Leslie, you're down to two counters.
Kay.
Next question. In 2012, which mayor of London made headlines after getting stuck? Ian.
Boris Johnson.
On a zip wire whilst promoting the London Olympics. It was, of course, Bojo. Ian, would you like to play or pass?
I think, thanks to Leslie, I'm gonna play this one. I'm going to go for drop zone 2.
Light up drop zone 2 for Ian, please. Can you succeed where Leslie sadly failed? A bit further over.
Go on.
No.
Oh! Let's take a flip.
Yes!
Well done. Yes! Six across the tipping point, £300. Of course, you've managed to get your hands on that valuable double as well, which means we can add in another £300, Ian.
That's what I was looking for.
Well done.
Very well done. One drop, well done. 600 quid. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So you've got £600 with two counters left to play. Next question. The 1956 number one for Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers was called Wider Falls Fall In. Leslie?
Love.
Absolutely. No problems there, Leslie. Would you like to play?
Right, we're going to tackle this head-on. We're going drop zone 1.
Light up drop zone 1 for Leslie, please. Now then, Leslie, when you're ready, let's release another counter. Let's get you some money.
Oh, yes. Come on.
That might be all right. I'm not sure about the tipping point there, though, Leslie.
Quickly,
bit of a gap.
Oh, she's flat.
She is flat.
She's a flat. Did it, yes! Yes! Come on! Push, 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 push! Push, push, push! No, push more!
You managed to persuade one out of the machine, Leslie. £50 for that counter.
Thank you, Ben.
Let's take it from the machine, put it into your bank, so you've lost the mark with £50. One counter left to play. Next question. Bavaria and Brandenburg are states in which European country? Ian.
Germany.
European country. It is Germany, Ian. Do you want to play or pass?
Yeah, I'm going to play.
Where are you going to play?
Go for drop zone one.
OK, let's light up drop zone one, please. Quite a ricochet drop. Ooh, good thinking about it.
There you go.
Five across the tipping point for that drop, Ian. £250. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Looking very healthy indeed. £850 is what you've got, and you've still got a counter to play as well. Next question. In the 1999 film The Runaway Bride, who starred opposite Richard Gere, Narelle?
Julia Roberts.
In the role of Maggie, it was. Julia Roberts, well done, Narelle. So, would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play, please.
Where are you going to go?
I am going to go number two.
Drop zone two for Narelle. Light it up, please. Top shelf looks good, doesn't it, Narelle? See if you can make it pay. There you go.
Right, come on. I want you to win.
There's a bit of a hole there.
Off, is there? No, yeah. there's never a hole.
Nah, it won't take much. Just to nudge that silver. You don't need much, but you've got to get something on it. Go on, there you go. Yes.
Yeah, good girl. Please, pretty piece of sugar and top and cherry. Awesome.
Two across the tipping point, Narelle. £100 for those two. Well done. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So, Narelle, that gives you £100. OK, next question. Pneumonia is an inflammatory condition that affects which organ, Narelle?
The lungs.
Of the body, yes, it is, the lungs. Do you want to play or pass, Narelle?
I'm going to play, please.
OK, where are you going to play?
Oh, I'm going to go with number two, please.
OK, light up drop zone two, please.
Nice one. Bang on the middle.
Leslie likes it.
Ooh, pretty please. Pretty please. With
oh,
sure.
Rider.
Oh,
it's riding.
Oh, no.
So infuriating. Narelle, nothing for that one, I'm afraid. You stay on £100 and one counter left to play. Next question. Which African wild pig with tusks gets its name from the protruding... Narelle.
Boar?
It's not. The protruding growths of skin on either side of its head is the warthog. Narelle, by buzzing in and getting it wrong, I'm afraid we have to steal your final counter. That goes into the penalty pot. You'll all be playing for that at the end of the round. You've used all your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Mark, Ian, Leslie, just the three of you left in. Next question for you. The nursery rhyme, Pop Goes the Weasel, mentions half a pound of tuppenny rice and which other, Ian?
Treacle.
Half a pound of treacle, yes, which other food stuff? Well done, Ian. So, would you like to play or pass?
I'm actually going to pass this to Mark.
Right then, Mark. Let's see.
OK, let's have a look at this then. So, looking very tempting for drop zone two again, isn't it? I think we're going to have to go for that one.
OK, line up drop zone two for Mark, please.
Something at the edge.
Bouncy drop.
As long as it doesn't ride. Might shove that one over on the right-hand side. Good.
Nice big shove. There we go, Mark.
Go on, down.
Flip.
Yes.
Oh, lovely stuff. Well done.
Great drop. Mark, that's nine across the tipping point.
Brilliant.
£450, that's a lovely drop. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That means you've got £650, all of which has been given to you by Ian, essentially.
You're welcome.
One counter left to play as well. Well done.
Thank you.
So, next question. Pot and pearl are both varieties of which cereal grain? Leslie.
Rice.
It's barley.
Oh, it's barley.
It is barley, Leslie. I'm sorry. We have to take that last counter from you. That's going into the penalty pot. Like Narelle, you now have used up all three of your counters, so, Leslie, for the time being, you're out of the round. Next question for Mark and Ian. In the 1960s TV series Batman, which feline villain was played by Julie Newmar and Eartha Kitt? Mark.
Catwoman.
It was indeed Catwoman. Well done, Mark. So, you got one right. And you can choose now. Would you like to play or pass?
I'm actually going to play. I'm going to go for drop zone one, please, Ben.
Let's light up drop zone one, please.
Please go left. Otherwise, no. Well, there's something there.
Need some serious. Oh.
Nope, nothing more to add there, Mark. So you stay on £650. You have used up all three of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Ian, just you left in, because it is just you, you don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question to put that counter into the machine. Here we go then, Ian. Flesh-eating plant, Audrey 2, features in which cult musical?
It's a Little Shop of Horrors.
It is a Little Shop of Horrors. That was a knowing smile when that came up.
Yeah.
Ian, you get to play your last counter. Where are you going to put it?
Brilliant. Drop Zone 1, please.
OK, let's light up Drop Zone 1. That's it.
It's got a flat.
That's where Mark wanted it.
Yeah. Oh. Here we go.
Nice big shove.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. So just the one, Ian. Oh. £50. It's still important right now, because when we take it from the machine and put it into your bank, it extends your lead. As things stand, Ian has £900, Mark £650, Narelle £100, and Leslie £50. But it's not over yet. There are two counters in the penalty pot, both up for grabs right now. I'm going to ask you one last question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer, you put both these counters into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. Here we go. Good luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. In the alphabet, which letter comes immediately before R? Narelle.
Oh, sugar. Key.
I'm afraid, Narelle, you're out of time. The answer we were looking for was, of course, Q. You are frozen out. Mark, Ian, Leslie, just the three of you left in now. Here comes your question. The first line of a well-known sonnet by Shakespeare asks, shall I compare thee to a... Leslie.
Summer's Rose.
Oh, no.
No.
No, it's not.
Leslie. No, it isn't.
It's not.
You get in.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Oh, no, I need that one.
Leslie.
No.
You had to go for it, and I'm afraid you got it wrong, so you're frozen out as well. Now, unless Ian and Mark both get their questions wrong as well, I'm afraid you're going to be going home.
I am.
Ian, Mark, next question. The name of which bird comes before the word bar to give the name of a metal rod used to... Mark.
Crowbar.
Used to prize open doors. It is, of course, crowbar. Well done, Mark. Leslie, I'm afraid that means you're going home. You get to put two counters into the machine here, Mark. Where are you going to start?
Drop Zone 1, please, Ben.
OK, let's load it up, please. Five counters draws you level with Ian here. Still OK, there's a few.
Yeah, there's a few
there.
Yeah. Lands flat.
Bit of a gap between the silver ones, but a nudge could get them over. Come on now.
Come on.
There we go. Yes. Nice broad shove.
They've gone.
Great stuff.
So that's four counters across the tipping point, Mark. £200 right there. And you've got one more to put in. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to try Drop Zone 4, please, Ben.
OK, no one's been in it yet. Let's light up Drop Zone 4. That double sitting there nicely as well. It's nice and flat.
Drop them on the double.
Could send the double over. Go on, then.
Going.
Yeah, there we go. Anything to give you the lead? Yes, that will do it.
Brilliant.
Three more across the tipping point, Mark, there. Another £150. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And that means that Mark is our new leader with £1,000, ahead of Ian on £900. Narelle is through with £100. Leslie, I'm afraid with £50, we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thank you, Ben. I've had a great day with everybody.
Join me after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Mark, Narelle and Ian have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50. With the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter, there's one left in the machine. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. Mark, after the penalty pot, you are our leader, which means you get the choice. Would you like to take on the machine first, or would you like to ask Narelle or Ian to go instead?
I'll take on the machine, please, Ben.
OK, 30 seconds for you then, Mark. Every time you give me a correct answer, I'll give you another counter to put in the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass, and we'll move on as quickly as possible.
Sure.
You ready?
Yes.
30 seconds for Mark, please. Your time starts now. published in 1964, which children's author wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Pass.
Roald Dahl. Michael Vaughan and Kevin Peterson are former England captains in which sport?
Tennis.
Cricket. Who is the only British Prime Minister to have been divorced?
Pass.
Sir Anthony Eden. In the original Star Wars trilogy, David Prowse played which villain?
Darth Vader.
Correct. Lightning is caused by a build-up of what type of electricity?
Neon.
Static. Which cheese made in North Yorkshire received protected name status in 2013?
Wensleydale.
You got the cheese question, Mark. You don't like cricket?
I was thinking cricket and I just said tennis. Why did I do that?
No idea. Oh, it's the 30 seconds, the pressure really gets you.
It is.
OK, look, the good news is you've got a decent lead, but you've got one counter to try and get some more money. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone four, please, man.
Light up drop zone four for Mark, please. Just the second counter in, Mark. There's a lot in there.
Let's go to the right. Keep going.
Yes. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Let's have something over that top shelf at least.
Go on.
Go on. Oh, no! They might go too soon. Oh! That was a huge drop at the wrong point of the shelf, I'm afraid, Mark. They're going to shove them. Are you going to get anything?
No.
No! You've emptied the top shelf onto the bottom, but nothing's dropped for you, I'm afraid, so nothing more to add to your £1,000, Mark.
Sure.
Ian, we come to you. It's your choice now. Would you like to go next, or would you like Narelle to go?
I'm actually going to have Narelle go first.
OK. 30 seconds for you then, Narelle. Your time starts now. On which part of the body would you traditionally wear a Stetson?
Pass.
Your head. The trading city of Timbuktu is located on which continent?
Ireland.
Africa. Anemia is caused by a deficiency
iron.
In which... It's red blood cells. Appearing alongside Andrew Ridgeley, who was the lead singer with Wham?
Pass.
George Michael. In the computing abbreviation DOS, what does the O stand for?
System.
Operating. Brighton Beach Memoirs and The Odd Couple are plays by which American dramatist?
Pass.
Neil Simon.
It's terrible.
Narelle, I'll tell you what the rest of the anemia question was. Anemia is caused by a deficiency in which specific type of blood cell?
Yeah, red.
Which is what we're after, which is red. So, Narelle, I'm afraid...
I'm out.
You are going to be going home, because we've got nothing else to add. Ian, we come to you. You've got 30 seconds now to answer as many as you can correctly. Okay. Every time you give me a correct answer, you get another counter to put in the machine. If you don't know, just say pass and we'll move on.
All right.
Your time starts now. In the children's television series, Pingu is a type of which aquatic...
Penguin.
Correct. Smog is caused by smoke combining with which weather phenomenon?
Cloud.
I can accept that, or fog. The video game character Bowser is the arch-nemesis of which red...
Mario.
Correct. First issued in 1971, what is the lowest value UK coin currently in general circulation?
One pence.
Correct. Which British artist is famous for paintings of matchstick men?
Pass.
Lowry. In which century did Sir Robert Walpole become the first holder of the post now...
19th.
It's the 18th century. Now referred to as British Prime Minister was the post, and it was the 18th century. Very well done there, Ian. You got four right.
Right.
Where would you like to start?
Well, I'm weighing it up, and I think I'm going to start with drop zone two, please, Ben.
Let's light up drop zone two, please. The actual tipping point's looking sparse. There's a few there, though, isn't there? You don't need many. It's a very close game. There you go.
That's exactly where I wanted it, actually.
Let's see if we can roll those two over there.
No,
okay,
not quite.
Nothing for the first one. So, three more. Drop zone two again.
Yep, drop zone two, please.
Light it up.
There we go, perfect.
Just where it was. Come on, what you got for us, machine?
That'll do.
So, two draws your level.
Oh!
£200 for those four, Ian. Well done. Two to go. Where are you going to go?
Yeah, bit of a tough one now. I think I'm going to go for drop zone one.
OK, let's light up drop zone one, please. On the left-hand side, there's a few, isn't there?
That'd be brilliant if it went that way.
Can you get settled?
Might.
Maybe get the mystery counter over.
There you go. That'll do.
Should get some here, Ian.
Not quite.
Oh! Three counters in, you've got £200 so far, one more to put in.
Yeah.
Where are you going to put it?
Drop zone one.
OK, let's line up drop zone one.
One.
Oh. That's kind of
you
in
might
between,
be all right.
Isn't it?
Is that silver one going to go for you?
There you go. Might do it, might do it.
Oh, well done. Ian, that's another six across the tipping point, another £300. So you finish up with £500. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And it means that, Ian, you are our leader now with £1,400 ahead of Mark on £1,000. Narelle, I'm afraid, with £100, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
So it's Mark and Ian who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Just the two players remain, Mark and Ian. Very well done to both of you for getting this far. Ian, you've done a great job of wrestling the lead off Mark in the end there. £1,400 to Mark's £1,000. Now, I'm intrigued, Ian, by your job title, Youth Employment Coordinator.
Yeah. So what we do is we work with 16 and 17-year-olds and work with them on gaining employability skills, also getting involved in the voluntary sector and getting out there and making a difference as well.
That must be brilliant, really rewarding.
It's an incredibly rewarding job.
And have you managed to place quite a few young people into employment?
With tens of thousands.
So it's working really well too?
Yeah.
Great stuff. Well, that's great to hear. Let's keep up the good work. Mark, bit of work to do.
Just a bit, yeah.
But you've done well to get this far. You like fishing, is that right?
I do, yeah.
And I read that you have a particularly exciting record fish that you caught this summer.
Yeah, we go every year with my friend, and we go to a place called Malheur in northwest France. But, I was fortunate enough to catch the late record carp at £53.
£53? That's enormous.
It was fairly big,
That's like about as big as Ian, isn't it?
I'm better looking.
Look, Mark, best of luck. Hopefully you can catch a couple of counters, because you need to try and close this gap. It's time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer, or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put the counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round is today's winner, and we'll play for our £10,000 jackpot. So, Ian, as you are our leader, it's your choice. Would you like to keep control and go first, or would you like to pass it to Mark?
I've been passing to Mark this entire show.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it now, and I'm just going to stick with it. I'm going to pass to Mark.
OK, it's worked so far. Mark, you get the first question in this round. You get control of the machine. Here we go. Mark, what is the official currency of Denmark? You can pass this to Ian if you're not sure.
I'm going to play it.
You're going to play it? OK.
Yeah. Is it the krona?
You've gone with krona. Ian, what
do you think? It is. It's the Danish krona.
You were trying to style that out then, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out. Is it the krona? Yes, it is. Well done, Mark. Absolutely right to play. So, your chance now to try and get some money out of the machine and close this gap. Where are you going to go?
From what I can see, I'm probably going to go for the drop zone four, please.
OK, let's start that drop zone four, please.
This needs to go on the left-hand side.
Yeah. Eight counters to a level.
So it goes to the right.
Hard right. Now, you need that to lie flat, otherwise...
Oh, and it's ridden.
Rider. A miserable rider, I'm afraid. No joy with that. Up and over. So nothing from your first counter. So, Ian, we come to you. You get control. Time for your question. Which US sport do the Boston Celtics play? Pass this one if you're not sure.
There's only a few major American sports. Boston Celtics.
Do you think Mark will know?
Well, he seems to like his sport, but he obviously thought Michael Vaughn was a tennis player. I'm gonna pass it.
He's gonna pass it. So, Mark, what's your knowledge of American sports?
Reasonable. I'm going to have a go for basketball.
Gone with basketball. What would you have said, Ian?
I wouldn't have had a clue.
You wouldn't have had a clue?
No.
Let's find out. Do the Boston Celtics play basketball? Yes, they do. Well done.
Thank you.
So you get to put another counter in here, Mark.
I'm going to stick with drop zone four again.
Light up drop zone four, please. There's a lot on that bottom shelf.
There is. Be lucky.
We're still a bit too far, maybe.
Still on that side.
I think it's maybe. All right, though, you know.
Go on.
Oh, here we go. What's it going to shift? Eight counters draws you to the level. There's two. There's three. Well done, Mark. You managed to get a few. £150 for those three. They're all important right now. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank so you move up to £1,150. Mark, we come to you for your second question.
OK.
Which scale is commonly used to measure the acidity or alkalinity of a solution? You can pass this again.
I'm going to pass this over.
Right then, Ian, great opportunity for you to strike back. Any ideas?
I know that you would test it with litmus paper, but I don't really know if that's the right answer, but it's all I've got, so litmus.
Litmus. Is the answer litmus? It's the pH scale. You passed that, Ian got it wrong, so you keep the counter mark.
OK. I think I'm going to go for drop zone 3, please, Ben.
OK, change it up. Let's have a drop zone 3 counter, please. Only the second one into drop zone 3. All about unlocking that shelf. OK.
Possibly the best place you could have gone there.
Yeah, I think you might have
been
right.
For the top, anyway.
Oh, no! It'll bounce up.
No.
That's cruel. Nothing for that one, Mark, I'm afraid. So, Ian, we come to you for your second question. Ian, Fuerteventura and Gran Canaria are part of which Spanish group of islands? You can pass this.
I know this. I've been to Fuerteventura.
OK.
So I'm going to say the Canary Islands.
You come with Canary Islands, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're nodding away, you would have said the same thing.
Indeed.
Is the answer the Canary Islands? Yeah, no problems there. Well done, Ian. So you get to put a counter in.
Yeah. I'm going to go for drop zone 2.
OK, let's go drop zone 2. It's the right-hand side, isn't it? Looks quite nice there. Yeah. Bottom shelf is a bit sketchy. Can you get a few over? It's the right side.
Yeah, should be that's okay. Good.
Very nice.
Wow.
OK, big shove.
So that's 5 across the tipping point. £250 there. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. A very timely drop, Ian. You now have £1,650 to Mark's £1,150. Mark, we come to you for your third and final question. In 2013, which artist co-wrote and featured on the number one singles Get Lucky and Blurred Lines? Now then.
I think age is on his side for this one, so I'm going to have to take this one.
Do you know the singles?
I know one of the two.
Which one do you know?
So I think it's going to be Pharrell Williams.
You've gone with Pharrell Williams. Ian?
That's what I would have said.
That's what you would have said. Mm-hmm. Let's find out. Is the answer Pharrell Williams? Yes!
Good stuff.
You did get lucky.
I did.
Mark, let's put another counter in the machine now. We need to get lucky here.
Indeed, yeah. I think I'm going to have to go for drop zone 3.
OK, let's start at drop zone 3, please.
Could be on the left-hand side for me, this one.
We might need both of these here now, Mark. Come on now.
That's pretty much where I want it, but please don't ride.
Let's get flat.
I don't think it's going to.
There you go. What you got there now? Come on, machine.
Come on.
Yes, for you.
Come on. Come on.
Oh. That is 4 across the tipping point, £200. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. It closes the gap again, £1,350 to Ian's £1,650. Ian, we come to you for your third and final question. Which Shakespeare play introduced the phrase, shuffle off this mortal coil? You can pass this to Mark. Does he know his Shakespeare?
Literature has never been my strong point, unfortunately. No, I'm going to have to pass it because it could be a number of things and I'm not willing to guess.
You don't want to take the risk. No. Mark, we come to you. Great opportunity now.
Indeed. I'm going to go for Macbeth.
You've gone with Macbeth. Mark, if you're right, you've got one last chance. If you're wrong, Ian, you're playing for £10,000. Is the answer Macbeth? It's Hamlet.
Right.
Part of the to be or not to be speech, of course. I'm afraid, Mark, that means you're going to be going home. So, Ian, you get to put one more counter into the machine.
Right.
Where now?
Drop zone 4.
OK, let's line up drop zone 4, please. It's a busy bottom shelf with drop zone 4, isn't there?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There's a lot to be shifted. When you're ready, let's get your last one in. Really clean drop.
Don't know what that's going to do.
Might split a few. There's the one.
It's a nice big pile there, isn't it?
Yeah. OK, nothing more to add. The end of the round. Ian, you are today's winner with £1,650. Well done to you. Mark, I'm afraid we've loved having you on, but with £1,350, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Ben. It's been a great day.
Good stuff. So, congratulations, Ian. Very well done. In a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to put this jackpot counter into our machine. It's just a little bit bigger, but it is so much better. Because if you can get it out again, you're going to be going home with £10,000.
Excellent.
Can Ian master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Ian is our winner today. Very well done to you, Ian.
Thank you. You've
managed to get yourself £1,650.
It's a good start.
It is a great start. But we want to finish with £10,000, don't we?
We do.
What would you like to do with the money if you were to win?
Probably a lot of things that would wind up my girlfriend, actually.
It seems like a strange thing to say.
Maybe a motorbike.
Right, I see.
A small boat. These kinds of things.
A small boat?
Yeah. Just okay. Up and down the Tyne.
Why not?
Exactly.
So, other than winding up the missus, is there anything else you'd quite like to do with it? Maybe that she might enjoy?
Do you know what? I am all talk, really. No, I would buy a few things like that, but a bit of money towards maybe a house deposit or something for the future would
fantastic.
Be good.
OK, there's a lot you can do with £10,000.
Yeah.
All we need to do is win it, Ian. Yeah. And now we're going to find out whether you can get your hands on our jackpot counter.
OK.
In a few moments, I'm going to ask Ian to put our jackpot counter into the machine. If you want to go home with the cash, all you need to do is get it out again. Here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. But, of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get that jackpot counter out. If you don't manage to do that, there is one double counter still in there. It's hidden away just on the bottom shelf of drop zone four. Now, it doesn't affect the jackpot counter, of course, but it will still double the drop of anything else in there that falls with it. So if you don't get your hands on the jackpot counter, if you get that to the win zone, you could still leave with a decent amount of money.
OK.
What we want you to leave with is £10,000, of course.
That'll be ideal.
So first thing we need to do is put the jackpot counter into the machine. What do you reckon?
Someone has told me statistically that drop zone 4 is actually one of the best drop zones.
Is that right?
I don't know whether that's true or not, but we'll go with that. And
someone's done their homework.
Yeah, and there's quite a lot on the bottom shelf. And you know, being realistic, if I don't end up with the £10,000, it would be nice to get as much out as possible. Absolutely. So that's where I'm looking to go.
Drop zone 4?
Mm-hmm.
OK, let's start up drop zone 4, please.
That was fast.
It was fast, wasn't it? Doesn't it fall fast? Mm. Is it going to stay there? OK.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to go just yet, but you've lined up the top shelf very nicely.
Yeah.
And we've got, crucially, the jackpot counter nice and flat. OK, let's have a look at the categories. Sport, art, geography, politics, literature and business. You can play them in any order you like, so when you're ready, if you'd like to give me your first subject and for how many counters.
Let's do literature and why not? Let's go all out. Let's go for three.
OK, we're going to go with a literature question for three counters to get us started, please. Anne Elliot and Captain Frederick Wentworth are the main characters of which Jane Austen novel? Persuasion, Emma, Pride and Prejudice. Do you know any of the Jane Austen novels?
I don't think it's Pride and Prejudice because I believe that is the one with Mr. Darcy. And between the other two, I really don't know. Although I have heard of Emma. So, for not knowing, I'm just going to go for Emma.
Shall we light it up?
Mm.
OK, we're going to take Emma, please. Is the answer Emma?
No.
It's Persuasion.
Yeah. It's the other one.
It's the other one.
Mm.
Sadly, not to worry. Let's go back to the categories. Five left, sport, art, geography, politics and business.
Ooh, let's go for geography and three.
We'll have a geography question for three counters this time, please. Govan and Pollock Shields are areas of which UK city? Liverpool, Glasgow or Birmingham?
For some reason, before they even came up and I saw Govan, I thought Glasgow might come up and I don't know why. So, again, not a clue, but I'm going to go for Glasgow.
Should we light it?
Yeah.
Let's go with Glasgow, please. Is the answer Glasgow? Yes, well done.
Mm-hmm.
Right then, three counters then, Ian.
OK.
Drop zone four.
Yes, please.
Light it up, please. Go.
Well, not quite where I wanted it. No, it's filled the gap.
OK, not to worry. One down, two to go.
Mm-hmm.
Drop zone four.
Yes, please, Ben.
Light it up, please.
Oh.
There we go.
Do both at the same time.
One gone over. They're all yours. Doesn't matter when they go.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and another one. Can we shift some of that weight there? Come on now.
OK.
So two across the tipping point. We've got £100. We're up to £1,750. One more to put in.
Drop some four again.
Light it up, please. Hard right this time. That'll really sort it out.
Go off to that side, don't they?
There we go.
A lot over.
Spin that. Let's shift all this weight now. Go, 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 go.
Oh!
That's another four across the tipping point, so another £200. We're up to £1,950. Didn't get any action on the jackpot counter, but the money's going up nicely, which is part of the challenge.
Yeah, ticking over.
Let's go back to the categories.
Okay.
Sport, art, politics and business now, Ian.
I am going to go for politics.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm just going to go all out again. Three.
We'll have a politics question this time for three counters, please. In politics, which word means to deliberately obstruct the passage of a piece of legislation through Parliament? Woolsack, gerrymander or filibuster?
I did a law degree, Ben.
Did you?
I did. And that, I believe, will be filibustering.
Should we light it up?
Yes.
We're going to take filibuster, please. Feel pretty confident about this one.
Well, I'm going to look very stupid if I've got it wrong. Yeah.
Whatever is a great word, but is it the right one? Is the answer filibuster? Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So three counters.
Yeah.
Where would you like to start?
We're going to have to go for drops on four again.
Light it up, please.
Get a bit of shove on the right hand side.
She's being deliberately obstinate.
Yeah.
OK, we've got a lot to shift here. It's not going to take much.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh! There's something there.
That's a big drop for the double to go.
Yeah.
Excellent. 10 counters across the tipping point, which is £500, but the double did fall in there as well, so let's give you another £500.
Wow, that was lucky, wasn't it?
£1,000 in one go. We're up to £2,950. Two more to put in as well.
Brilliant.
Where now?
Well, it's going to have to be drops on four again.
Light up drops on four, please. They've gone everywhere apart from the right-hand side, haven't
they? Hoping that it's going to...
Surely, surely. There you go. Could get a nice shove.
Oh, well.
Oh, you're not allowed to do that anymore.
Now, isn't it?
Yeah. Come on now, let's go. Oh. That other black one might go at some point. Not this time. OK, one more to go.
Yeah. Drop some four again.
Light it up,
Ben.
Please. There we go. That's it. There we go.
That's the right place.
Finally. Got it moving. There you go.
Let me get a shove on these as well.
Yeah. Ooh. Good stuff. Ian, that's four across the tipping point, another £200. So we add that in, and we're up to £3,150. The money's nice, but we finally got the jackpot counter moving as well. We've still got a long way to go. We're doing all right. Let's have a look at the categories. Sport, art and business.
Yeah, it's starting to show my weaknesses now. they're not very good categories for me at all. I'm going to go for art, and I know I was saying going all out, but I'm just going to have to do two.
OK, we're hedging our bets. We're going to go for art for two, please. Which of these is a painting by the American artist James Whistler? Whistler's mother, Whistler's uncle or Whistler's cousin?
Do you know, you pick up bits of knowledge, you know, from all over the place, and I have picked up this bit of knowledge from the Mr. Bean film. So I'm going to go for Whistler's mother.
Shall we light it up?
Yes.
Let's light up Whistler's mother, please. Is the answer Whistler's mother? Yes, it is. Great stuff. It's two counters to put into the machine.
Yeah. We will stick with drop zone four, please, Ben.
All right, drop zone four, light it up, please. Stick it over on that right-hand side.
Yeah. The left again.
Here we go, come on now.
Could get some over there.
Nothing for that one. OK. One more to put in.
Yeah.
Where would you like to play now?
I'm going to be going for drops on four again.
Light it up, please. There's a lot of money to collect there, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's teasing you at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah. OK, this could be good.
Oh, well. So three more across the tipping point, Ian, another £150. We're up to £3,300. Let's go back to the categories. Sport and business now.
Right, sport for two, please, Ben.
Two?
Yes, please.
OK, we're going to go with sport for two counters, please. What does the N stand for in the name of the sporting league NHL? National, North American or new?
I know it's hockey. Isn't it? I think it's hockey. So is it national or North American? I'm just going to go for North American.
You sure?
Not at all. But
do you want me to light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to take North American. So NHL, you think it's hockey league? Let's find out then. Does the N stand for North American?
No.
National.
Yeah.
OK, right. We've got one category left.
That's right, yeah.
So business is what we're left with.
Right, well, I think now we have to be accepting of the fact it's going to be very difficult to get the jackpot counter out, but I've got a decent total already. Let's do the last one with a bit of a bang. Let's go for three.
Business for three counters, please. The US retail chain FAO Schwartz specialises in selling what items? Toys, books or clothing?
Wow. OK. I was hoping watches would come up.
OK.
All right, I don't know why I
probably a good thing
that.
They didn't.
Yeah, OK.
FAO Schwartz. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Toys, books or clothing?
I guess I'm just going to go for toys. And if I get it wrong, I get it wrong. So let's just go for it.
Let's light up toys. Yeah, let's go. We're going to take toys, then. FAO Schwartz. It's a US retail chain. We need these three. Do they specialise in toys? Yes!
Wow.
Now, have you seen the film Big with Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
And he plays that piano
of
keyboard?
Course. Yeah,
you
yeah.
You can still go and do it now in New York.
Right.
Just by Central Park. OK, so three counters. Mm-hmm. Three in the right place. You're going home with 10 grand. Where are you going to start?
Right, let's do it. Drop zone four.
Drop zone four, please. No, come on.
Just the wrong side again.
Okay, still got two to go.
Yeah.
Drop zone four?
Yeah.
Okay, load up drop zone four for us, please. Still not. This friend of yours who said statistically...
Yeah, it's, yeah. You can't really account for where, where
the
they
randomness
go.
Of the yeah. machine, no, you're absolutely right. They're all there. There's an awful lot there yeah. ready to fall. One more to go.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go?
Drop some four, please.
Light it up, please. Come on now. Michelle.
I'm hoping wherever this lands...
We'll get something.
As long as it's flat.
Get over.
Ooh. I don't even know if that's going to...
Oh, yeah.
Right. There we go.
Anything to
just
add
a little
here.
Bit more.
There we go.
There we go.
A nice little flurry to finish with.
Mm-hmm.
Another five in, another £250 that we can add in. So we're up to £3,550. We're out of categories,
yeah.
which means we're out of questions, which means we're out of counters. But it's not over yet. At this stage, as I'm sure you know, I would usually offer you a trade, three last counters to put in the machine in the hope of getting that jackpot counter into the win zone to win £10,000. Given how it's gone so far, and she has been very obstinate, I think I know what you're going to say, but I need to ask you anyway. Would you like to take the money or would you like to take the trade?
I've had a great day, and my fellow contestants have been awesome. And not one to be greedy, you turn the nose up at that amount of money. So I'm going to take the money, Ben.
Congratulations. Very well, Ben. I think that's a very wise decision. £3,550 might not get you the big sunseeker you would have liked.
No.
But you can still get a little, you know...
Maybe a dinghy.
A little dinghy.
Yeah.
And the girlfriend can't be upset about that, can she?
Not at all.
Have you had a good day?
Fantastic.
We've loved having you on. Really, really well done. So there you go, Ian Lee for £3,550. The machine just wasn't willing to play in the end. It looked like he might go, but not today. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.